And a pleasant morning to you. I'm Stephen Williams, general manager of this station, and this is the fifth day of our fall membership campaign. Very pleased to be joined here in studio with Timothy R. Tarantine Sr., a graduate of Western Michigan University. Mr. Tarantine was recently appointed to lead Western Michigan University's foundation, which coordinates all of the fundraising and alumni relation efforts on campus. He has deep roots here in Kalamazoo, having served as executive vice president of economic development for the agency known as Southwest Michigan First. We are very fortunate to have him join us here today in his new role and to share with our listeners why he supports public radio and why you should too. Mr. Tarantine, thanks for stopping by, especially during our fall membership campaign.
Stephen, thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here this morning.
Now, being an alum of Western, I gather this is something of a homecoming for you. How does it feel to be back?
It feels great to be home. I am reminded as I walk around campus, as I meet students and faculty and deans and staff all around, that this was home for me. This is where I grew up, and there's many fond memories here at Western, and some of the people are still here. So it's really exciting to engage in a different way, and I'm excited, of course, to come talk to you this morning. WMUK is a huge part of our university. It's a big part of how excellence is measured at Western Michigan University. So I'm excited to be here with you all as well.
You know, one of the things that I didn't mention in the introduction is you are a motivational speaker. You have an extensive background in charitable giving, consulting. You worked with C2. You've had a number of different prestigious positions in this area. Can you talk a little bit about your background? So you graduated from Western. Where did you go from there?
Well, from there, I was fortunate to go to a place that also helped me grow up, which was the Douglas Community Association. Mm-hmm. I was there as executive director for about 4.5 years. And then I met the CEO, Ron Kitchens, of Southwest Michigan First through Leadership Kalamazoo, which is another great program. I'm very proud to be an alumnus and instructor in that. And so we met, and next thing you know, he's talking to me about this thing called economic development. And I go, what? What is that? And I found out that I could actually help people in a very significant way by helping to create jobs and facilitate an environment where people could have opportunities. And that really excited me, and I fully enjoyed that career. I'm thankful for that opportunity in more ways than anyone could imagine or I could articulate.
You're also on the board of directors at the WMU Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine. Really nice facility downtown. I'm relatively new to the area. Yeah. So you keep coming back to us, and that's a recurring theme, but we're really, really glad to have you here.
It's you know, I have learned that your life, you don't really know what's coming next. You never know what the next opportunity is going to be, and I really don't spend too much time stressing about it, partly because if you just try to help people and do well with what's in your hand, my experience has been the next opportunity will come to you. And I have really just tried to be a good steward of the talents I have and to treat people right and help people where I could. And I'm really, really excited and thankful to be here.
You know, we're both relatively new to our respective positions. I think you have probably a little bit better lay of the land. I'm new to Michigan, but I know it's early to be asking this, but do you have any thoughts on the general direction you'd like the foundation to take as you begin to settle into your position?
Well, I think it's critically important, first of all, to recognize that we're both development and alumni relations. And so our first customers are the Broncos who are here today. That they will be alumnus soon. They will be the people giving back to the university in years to come. And so we celebrate our students. We celebrate our faculty. We celebrate the whole Bronco family. Our job is to go out and tell the Bronco story, to talk about all the amazing things that the students and the faculty and the staff and the administration are doing on this campus, and tell that story in a way that would compel people to want to support their alma mater, to want to support their national university. This is a university that has impacted so many people's lives, from foster care programming to after-school programs for children, to groundbreaking research, groundbreaking engineering, groundbreaking product design, arts. I mean, you name it, Western Michigan University is leading. And so we have to tell that story and build the types of relationships that would garner support for all of the amazing and groundbreaking things that happen on this campus. We are learner-centered and globally engaged. And so I want to make sure that as a team, we represent partnership and pride for this university. And the more we can talk about what we do here, the more we can engage with our alums and give them places to come bring their talents to bear back at the university, I think we'll see a continued growth, a continued strength of bench at this university in terms of raising money, raising friends, and bringing people closer to Western.
You know, one of the reasons that we invited you down here is not only do we work with the foundation very closely at WMUK, but you're also a big fan of public radio.
I am.
Yeah, and a big supporter of WMUK specifically. What drives your passion for public radio and the station?
Well, I think public radio is one of those places that remains in America where you can have a elevated dialogue about issues. The ability to have dialogue and banter about a topic in a respectful, thoughtful way, unfortunately, is not the norm in our media anymore. In the messages we receive, we're encouraged to fight, not to discuss. We're encouraged to take shots instead of debate. And I just love the way that WMUK and National Public Radio and some of the other partners in public radio continue to attempt to have an elevated conversation that makes sense on issues that are important to us. And in times like these, we need sources where we can have dialogue, where we can have conversations, where people don't want to run from the conversation, but they want to engage. And so I know how much we need that in our society today, which is why I support public radio.
Great. Thanks so much for that pledge of support. You know, we are into our fifth day of our fall membership drive here at WMUK, and we're trying to encourage listeners to go to the phones and make a pledge. I'm going to drop those numbers as we're moving forward, 269-387-1021, or make your pledge online at WMUK.org and click on the donate button. You know, Mr. Tarantine, I have to ask you, do you have any advice for listeners who are on the fence about giving?
Well, I guess to put it plain, get off the fence.
Okay.
This is an opportunity for us to not only support radio that helps inform us, that keeps us informed of what's going on in the world around us, but it also gives opportunities for the university to be engaged in that process, to talk about what's going on at Western Michigan University, to talk about what's happening in our local community. As we all know, it's getting more and more difficult to get news on local things. WMUK is here for us. We have to support that. And if we want the quality that WMUK provides, I would hope that we would support that quality. And I'm in this year. My wife and I are certainly going to support, again, your work this year. We're just happy for what you're doing here. And I would encourage all others, even if it's a really small gift, you know, we elected a president $25 at a time. Let's make sure that we can certainly meet WMUK's expectations this year.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, before we wrap this up, I have to ask you, I'm told by my good colleague, Anders Dahlberg, he's the business and marketing manager, that you're a sports fan.
I
enjoy
am.
Baseball and football. Do you root for any particular teams?
I root for who I owe money to. And so I love the Western Michigan University Broncos.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I am really fascinated with what the Broncos are doing across all of our athletics. I mean, our baseball team, softball team, football team, basketball team is going to look great this year. Hockey team is amazing. I mean, I got enough right here on campus, and I really don't have time to watch many other teams. I will tell you that my son loves the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, and so because he loves them, I'm fans too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim Tarantine is the new head of the Western Michigan University Foundation, bringing with him a strong background in business and charitable development, as well as strong Bronco ties. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.